This is Gomer's cousin, Goober, says you're listening to Two Chairs, No Waiting. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Two Chairs, No Waiting, episode number 308, George Lindsay Jr. interview wrap-up. Two Chairs, No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers. There are so many things over at Weavers that I know Mayberry fans would love. It's Christmas time. So I tell you what, later in this episode, we're going to talk a little bit more about Weavers and just tell you some of the things you can get at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. So stay tuned. Two Chairs, No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs, No Waiting, number 308. I don't know. George Lindsay Jr. That'll be good. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsome, your host for Two Chairs, No Waiting. And it is wonderful to have you with me right here in Mayberry once again. 308 episodes. And wow, we've had so much fun. Last few weeks, we've heard from George Lindsay. Last week, then, we heard from George Lindsay Jr. And then tonight, or this episode, whenever you're listening to it, we're going to hear a little bit more from George and just wrap that up in a nice little ball as we go there. Because we had a couple of more little clips, maybe only about 3 minutes, 4 minutes of it, with George from back on the Mayberry cruise. And boy, folks, that is so much fun. And just being around George was absolutely wonderful. So without further ado, let's go ahead and hear this first little clip. Now, this is very interesting. It's about Alice. You remember sweet little old lady Alice? I believe she's a Quaker that was taking her carburetor apart the time when Andy went over to the to Goober's service and was trying to get Goober to head over to the courthouse to wait for the car to be taken apart. You remember that story? Well, we've got just a little bit here from George Jr., with a question that was asked that he is going to be answering. And I think you're going to enjoy hearing this answer and question. So let's go ahead and hear. All right, take it away, George.
And thank you for being with us. Thank you. And we're glad we're able to just let you know how much we appreciate your dad, too, because it was always a pleasure that we got to get together with him whenever we did, but especially at his birthday and sometimes like that when we got to the ones that were fortunate enough to be able to do that, just to visit with him a little bit. It was very special.
It's so glad to know that my dad has made everybody smile for all these years, and it's still going on. And these crazy guys took a picture up on this, a lot of the reenactor folks over at my dad's gravesite in Jasper, Alabama. And it's a really heartfelt picture. And just so you guys know, I don't know if you guys know, his epitaph on his gravestone says, "I'm glad I made you laugh." So, anyways, thanks. I'm so glad to be here. And like I said, it's family. It's just family. I have a giant extended family, and I love it. Thank you so much. Thanks a lot.
All right,
George was telling something when he was watching it about.
Here we go.
Remember when he said Alice? Well, listen to this story.
Oh, that just that his mom was Alice Smith. There's a whole lot of references that Dad, when they were writing episodes, and they would come to my father, and because he actually used to work in a garage. And my Aunt Ethel, my great Aunt Ethel. She had a garage, worked on cars and a gas station, and so he really did work at a gas station. And that beanie that he wore is really the beanies that they wore back then. And when he worked in a garage, that's what they wore. And the holes let the air out, you know, the heat, and keep the oil off your head. But and there's a whole lot of references that I will watch sometimes. I go, Dad came up with that when they were sitting around the table writing this episode, because he'll say something that's straight out of, you know, from my grandmother or my great aunt. So that's pretty neat stuff.
George. All right, folks. Well, let's give George another big hand. Thank you for being with us.
All right. So that's George Lindsay Jr. And I played those clips backwards, so we didn't hear about Alice until the second part. But folks, that was wrapping up the actual interview. There was a couple of questions that came up after the actual what you heard last week on the podcast. So I thought that was a really neat story about his aunt. What do you call her? Ethel, I guess he called her. But his sweet little old lady, Alice, that was who that was her middle name, I believe, if I got that right. And she did own the gas station where George, the dad, had worked as a younger man, real young man, and been around that gas station and seen those guys there. So anyway, I just can't thank George Jr. enough for just spending all the time with us. He was able to during the cruise and for allowing us to have these interviews right here on the podcast. So anyway, if you get a chance, write in and tell me what you thought about just hearing from George Jr. And I'm sure he would enjoy getting a little bit of that information. Now, the next thing up here is we're going to talk about Weaver's Department Store. Now, we're always talking about Weaver's here on the podcast. But this time of year is it's Christmas time. It's Christmas time here on the podcast. So I'm going to have a little Christmas music. There we go. Isn't that nice? A little Christmas music in the background. And we're going to talk just a little bit about Weaver's Department Store. Now, I know I'm always telling you about Weaver's, but there is a newsletter that Weaver's puts out. I don't know if you've ever seen it or not, but it's called the Weaver's Newsletter. I know it's a creative name, isn't it? Weaver's Department Store Newsletter. And the latest edition just hit the street. And again, the Weaver's Department Store is actually the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club's online store. And from there, you can buy items, and those items all go toward helping support maybe our events around the country. They provide money to Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina, to help sponsor the events and have cast members and tribute artists and people like that appear during Mayberry Days. So there's a lot of expenses that you guys may not realize. And the Rerun Watchers Club, Jim Clark and the Rerun Watchers Club, are so instrumental in making sure these events occur and helping provide money. Now, the way the Rerun Watchers Club gets money, because as you know, the e-bullet is free. This podcast's free. The websites, they're all free. So the way they make money is selling stuff here at weaversdepartmentstore.com and the Weavers newsletter. So let's go and just check that out just a little bit. Here's some of the stuff that's Mr. Weaver's talking about. He says, it's been a busy time over at Weaver's. We've added 7 brand new officially licensed Andy Griffith Show items and also a new book to our virtual shelves in just the last few weeks. And that's on top of the 3 new items that we got during the summer. We're braced for the holiday shopping season and we've stocked up with a full selection of books, apparel, DVDs, music, artworks, collectibles, and all the other things you'll find at Weaver's Department Store. And there are all kinds of things in the Weaver's newsletter. Now, if you're listening to this, when it's going to come out, which will be December the 9th, 2014, if you're listening now, then you've got some time still to order from Weaver's, because up until December the 22nd, you can just order normally. Well, actually, that's not true. Up until December the 19th, you can order normally. December 22nd is the last day to order. And if you do that, you're probably going to have to order by FedEx. So go ahead and get things ordered, folks, because you're going to want them. You know, Malcolm Tucker, he says, avoid the stress and enjoy our flat $5 shipping and handling per shipping address in the United States. By buying and hurrying now. So remember, everything you order at Weaver's is only $5. Now, I know this is going to be a big commercial for you guys. It sounds like it. But here's the fun thing. We're going to talk about some of the items they've got over there. They've got a great new T-shirt that's only been out for a little while. And it says on the front, it says, you do the best you can, and that's all I'll ever ask of you. And it's got Andy and Opie on the front talking to each other. Great T-shirt if you don't have a T-shirt. Of course, it's a little bit colder this time of year. They've got some amazing new, they got a throw, which is like a blanket type thing, a fleece blanket, and a pillowcase and a beach towel. They all have Andy, Barney, and Opie standing up on front, and Barney's kind of in his deputy pose as normal. Opie's kind of mimicking what Barney's doing, and Andy's just standing behind him and looking at him. But these are some great items. If you're cold this winter, or you got somebody that's a big Mayberry fan, they're cold, they need to check this out. You can go over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check out some of these amazing things they've got. They've got a bandana that's got that same image on it that you can order. And here's my personal favorite that I have to order every year, the 2015 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar. You got to get that. Hang on your wall, because every month's a new picture from the Andy Griffith Show. Love it. I've always loved this one. So check it out. Now, here's something special, because these are not going to last. Okay, this won't last. This is an original Andy Griffith Show script. It's original. It's not a copy like you usually see. It's Aunt Bee the Crusader. Now, it costs $400, but here's why. It's an original Andy Griffith Show script. The only handwriting on the script is the name Hal Smith that was written on the script, because it was his. It's written in blue ink at the top right corner of the script from the Andy Griffith Show. We don't think it's actually Hal's autographed, so don't think that. It's not his handwriting. And there's also a number 4, because I guess it was the fourth copy of the script, perhaps, is also written on the cover. Now, this is a revised version of the script. It was dated October 28th, 1963. Now, this script was written by John Wheaton. He was one of Mayberry's best, and he's the grandfather of writer, director, producer, Josh Wheaton. So have you ever heard of Josh Wheaton? If you're a fan of shows like Firefly and other things like that, Josh Wheaton, that's him. And he was the one who, it was his grandfather who actually wrote this script, Aunt Bee the Crusader. The script includes additional pages or revisions that are dated in November the 7th, 1963, and they're paperclipped together onto the script, and they're not yet substituted in for the previous version of the pages. There is one note in pencil on one page, but they're also, we're not convinced those are Hal's handwriting either. All I'm telling you about, guys, this is at weaversdepartmentstore.com. If you hadn't gone to check this out, they have things like this. This is an original script that was Hal Smith's script from the Andy Griffith Show. All the proceeds that you would get if you buy this script, all the proceeds go to support Mount Airy's annual Mayberry Days Festival and other Mayberry events and causes such like that. There's other scripts from Hal Smith also, and there's a link in the newsletter. And I'll have a link for the newsletter. It's the December 2014 newsletter for Weaver's Department Store newsletter. And you can go and check these things out. All right, let's go and talk about another cool thing that you had. You may or may not know about this, but there's a set of 8 Andy Griffith Show collector plates. Now, you may have never seen these. If you haven't seen them, you can head over to Weaver's, hopefully, if you go soon enough, because there's probably only one set. It's a $420 value on this thing. And now, this is also for a good cause. Ben Weaver has decided to sell a set of Hamilton Collection plates, $420. It's a rare set of officially licensed Andy Griffith Show collector's plates from the Hamilton Collection. It was produced as a limited edition beginning in 1992 and running through the mid-90s. The numbered porcelain plates measure, they're about 8 inches in diameter and feature popular Mayberry scenes. The 8 plates are, just so you know, Sheriff Andy Taylor. Andy is seated at a desk and his hands folded in front of him there in the courthouse. A startling conclusion, that's Barney with a dipper in front of Jubal Foster's moonshine bucket. They're standing beside the little shed. That's what that picture is, that plate is. They have the Mayberry sing-alongs, Andy holding a guitar and seated by a tree with Opie. You've probably seen some of these before. An explosive situation. Well, that's Andy and Barney with Jimmy the Loaded Goat eating the dynamite. That's a great, great picture. There's Aunt Bee in Aunt Bee's kitchen. It's Aunt Bee standing by Andy, who is seated at the kitchen table. So you can see her blue willow cabinet behind Andy. That's a great one. And then there's a surprise, surprise. Well, that's Gomer standing in front of the filling station. Meeting Aunt Bee. Well, that's Andy and Opie in the driveway with the pickup truck from the very first episode of the Andy Griffith Show, when Opie went out and said, "You can't leave. You need me." That one. It's a great picture. And then there's the last one is Opie's Big Catch. It's Andy and Opie fishing in the boat there at Myers Lake. Now, these plates are very hard to find, and even more so in a complete set. Okay, so they only have one set of these eight plates. So if you want them, you better head over and get them. Not very many of these available. Most of the plates are in their original protective styrofoam containers. Others are carefully protected in bubble wrap. Some contain their original paperwork, some do not. Although 20 years old, all the plates are preserved in new condition. So head over there and check it out. There's all kinds of things like that over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Now it's Christmas time. You got to go and check it out. Let me tell you about this new book that Weavers had. I may have mentioned this, but this is a really cool book. It's called A Cuban in Mayberry, Looking Back at Mayberry's Hometown. Okay, so this is a brand new book. It's $25 over at Weavers. We're really excited about this brand new and outstanding book about the Andy Griffith Show. It's the first book directly about the Andy Griffith Show itself in about a dozen years. The title is, once again, A Cuban in Mayberry, Looking Back at Mayberry at America's Hometown. It's by Gustavo, I hope I'm saying this right, Gustavo Perez Fermat. I hope I said that right. If I didn't, forgive me. All right. He's a native of Cuba, who's a professor of humanities at Columbia University, and he's also lived and taught for decades in North Carolina. And don't let the title fool you. It's neither a book about a lost episode nor some sort of fan fiction about Ricky Ricardo visiting Mayberry. It's much more than that. It's well written. It's 194 pages long, and it's from University of Texas Press, and it's a very scholarly discussion about the Andy Griffith Show. It's basically written from the perspective of someone like the stranger in town, Ed Sawyer, somebody who's not native to Mayberry, but eagerly sees the joys and wants to understand and be a part of this friendly town. It's just a great book. It identifies with Ed Sawyer experience. And he's also a lot like Howard Sprague, perhaps, who makes his own relatively late appearance in our Mayberry, from our view, but is welcomed by the rest of the gang. Great book. You want to check this out. Professor Perez Fermat makes keen observations about the Andy Griffith Show, its production, and the relevance in culture and societal history. So this is a great book to head on over there and check it out. There's also all kinds of games. If you don't have games, there's Andy Griffith Show trivia. There's Monopoly that's called Mayberryopoly. You've got to play that with your friends. And, of course, there's just all kinds of amazing books that you can get over at Weavers and also artwork. So if you're interested in any of that, head on over to weaversdepartmentstore.com. And check it out. It's all there. Now, you can sign up for the Weavers newsletter and you won't miss any of that stuff. Now, the Weavers newsletter and the e-bullet are very much sister publications. Each one of them are very similar. So, they both have Floyd's Barbershop bulletin board within them. So a few things coming up in the near future is this Saturday, if you're going to be there, the 13th of December, Neil Brower, he's the author of Mayberry 101. He's going to present a lecture about the Christmas Story episode of the Andy Griffith Show. If you're in Mount Airy or anywhere near that area, you can head over at 2 p.m. on December the 13th there at the Andy Griffith Museum Theater in Mount Airy, which is part of the Andy Griffith Museum. You can head over there and get to see Neil present his lecture on the Christmas Story. Man, I wish I was closer so I could do that. Now, if you're not here right now, if you're going to be here over in Mount Airy in about a week, the 19th of December, Betty Lynn will be there signing autographs. Hey, if you're in the area, you got a Mayberry fan in your life, you want to get an autographed picture of Thelma Lou to give to him for Christmas? Hey, just an idea. Great stuff. Now, there's also some cool stuff coming up a little bit later in the month. If you live over in, where is this one? Trenton, North Carolina. They're going to have the Mayberry Christmas Show that stars Rodney Dillard and the Dillard Band, along with Maggie Peterson. And also our buddy David, the Mayberry Deputy Browning, will be present at the Jones County Civic Center in Trenton, North Carolina. Doors open at 6 p.m. The tickets are $22 in advance or $25 at the door. There's a link in the on the event calendar that'll tell you all about it. So you can head over and do that. If you can't go then, there's another one on the 21st of December. same type show going to be held over in Johnson City, Tennessee. So head over and check out this information. There's all kinds of other event information right there in the Weavers newsletter. So if you go to weaversdepartmentstore.com and you click on the link at the top of the page, over at the right-hand side, you'll see it says Weavers Newsletter, and you'll be able to click that. It'll take you right over to click here to see the latest issue of Weavers Newsletter. You won't have any trouble finding it. So, folks, there's always a lot of stuff going on and fun in Mayberry. I don't want you to miss out. I realize this episode is a little bit more of commercial sounding, but I thought some of these things that we were hearing about are just they're just really, really fun things. And so I didn't want you to miss out on any of them, whether that be stuff that happened on the Mayberry cruise, which we all the ladies got together with their More Than a Fun Girl, the Fun Girl t-shirts, or whether it's George Lindsay and me getting to interview him and meet Elvis, you know, our Elvis people. There were just so many things that happened in and around Mayberry that I want you to be a part of, because this is a time of year here at Christmas time where there's a lot of joy. And I got to tell you, I live Christmas every day nearly because of this Mayberry stuff. There's a lot of really fun and good people that I get to meet and be a part of their lives doing the Mayberry stuff. And folks, I hope that you'll take some time and try to be a part of that as well, because I know you're going to really, really enjoy it. Well, folks, I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. And you can tell me what you thought of the episode, or that you went over to Weaver's and bought something. I'd love to hear that so I could tell Mr. Weaver, hey,
well, what do you know? Bert Miller sold something.
So give me a call at 888-684-8415. Email me at floyd@imaybear.com, or just head over to twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a message there on any of the show notes. You can leave a comment. I'll see it. Folks, I hope you have a great holiday season here at Christmas time. Merry Christmas to you. We'll have some more Christmas stuff coming up in the next few episodes, and we'll see you next time on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.